Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The 84-year-old man who shot a teenager for showing up at his door by mistake in Kansas City just turned himself into authorities to face assault charges. Meantime, Ralph Jarl's mom says the teen's still rattled, but recovering at home.
Mostly, he just sits there and stares, and the buckets of tears just rolls down his eyes. You can see that he's just replaying the situation over and over again, and that just doesn't stop my tears either.
A new report on the state of Black America shows that this is part of a bigger problem. CBS's Allison Keyes.
National Urban League president and CEO Mark Morial says the report, called Confronting the Threat, finds that there is a fire blazing in the nation, and it is the fire of
hatred. It's the fire of extremism. It's the fire of domestic terrorism.
He points to laws making it more difficult to vote, attacking the LGBTQ community, the suppression of books, and of the role of race in the making of the nation.
President Biden is expanding access to affordable child, elder, and disability care for federal workers.
Under this order, almost every federal agency will collectively take over 50 actions to provide more peace of mind for families and dignity for care workers and who deserve jobs with good pay and good benefits.
The administration's pressing Congress for more funding. Southwest's nationwide ground stop today has delayed thousands of flights for folks across the country.
This is the second time we've had to go through this in, like, what, 5 months? It's super frustrating.
The airline was having equipment issues. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin's getting back in the game.
It was a frightening scene in January. DeMar Hamlin laid motionless on the field. He suffered a cardiac arrest. Since then, his recovery's been remarkable. Now he's given the green light to come back.
He is cleared, resumed full activities, just like anyone else who was coming back from an injury or whatever.
Brandon Bean is Buffalo's general manager. Hamlin's already taking part in voluntary workouts. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A Russian court upholds the detention of an American reporter, Evan Gershkovitz, who's charged with espionage. U.S. Ambassador to Russia, Lynn Tracy.
The charges against Evan are baseless, and we call on the Russian Federation to immediately release him. We also call for the immediate release of Paul Whelan. Both men deserve to go home to their families now.
The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has hit pause on Twitter after it was labeled government-funded media on the platform. The public broadcaster says the label's intended to undermine its credibility. It's the same label that caused NPR to quit last week. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's clergy abuse hotline has led to charges against three accused predators. Attorney General Josh Call says prosecutors filed formal charges last week in two cases and formalized accusations against a third priest who had died. Call says about 250 people have called in with reports of abuse since the hotline went live 2 years ago. Frozen strawberries are making people sick with hepatitis A. The tainted fruit came from Trader Joe's, Costco, and other stores. The strawberries were sold under labels like Kirkland Signature, Trader Joe's, and Simply Nature. The FDA has linked the outbreak to farms in Baja California, Mexico. In sports, the Brewers beat Seattle last night 7-3. Colin Rhea starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
It's time to take your fitness to the next level. Join Brew City CrossFit in downtown Milwaukee. Brew City CrossFit offers a variety of safe, fun, and effective daily workouts that will challenge and transform you. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, their skilled trainers will help you reach your fitness goals. You can even schedule a free trial class by logging on to BrewCityCrossFit.com. What are you waiting for? BrewCityCrossFit.com. Brew City CrossFit, Milwaukee's number one CrossFit gym.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Some good news about baseball tickets. The Milwaukee Brewers are back in town. They're back in Milwaukee. And I've been given four tickets to give away on this show. We're going to give them away in groups of two. We're going to give two tickets to the third caller today and two tickets to the fourth caller today. And if you don't want them, if you're from out of state and can't take them, fine. Then we'll just kick it to the next caller. And by the way, remember, you can listen to the Brewer game live on some Civic Media stations. Their Oshkosh station, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, and the Richland Center station, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. But the Brewers are hot. The Brewers are really hot. The only hotter time I ever remember is something like 35 years ago. They went 13-0 to start the season. It was incredible. And the last game that they won before they finally lost, they were behind. And I had friends who went left. They were a couple of runs behind. It was like an inning to go. They go, what the hell? They get out in the parking lot and suddenly hear the action. And the Brewskis, the Brew Crew won. So anyway, if you're a Brewer fan, it'll be a very, very nice, be a very, very nice event. If you are a Brewer fan, this coming Friday, it's the 21st, yeah. This coming weekend, the 21st. Two tickets to the third caller, two tickets to the fourth caller. Okay, let's get into it. Let's get into the news, and I'll tell you what. There's some skullduggery at work here. There's some absolute skullduggery at work. I've said before many times that the fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Well, let me tell you what some of the cat's feet are. They're the Senate rules that essentially look at the 100 senators as if they have togas and are in the Roman Senate 2,000 years ago. They can't do anything if one of them decides to hold something up. Let me give you an example, a perfect example of that going on right now. Dianne Feinstein, senator from California, is 89 years old. She's up again in 2024. And she has not been on the job since February. Not only has she not been on the job since February, but remember, it's a 51-49 Senate right now. 51-49. So as a result, the committees are split 50-50, really, but with the chairmanship going chairmanship going to the Democrats and with one extra vote. That's really what it comes down to. She's on the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee is one of the most powerful committees in the Senate, and it's the one that passes on judicial appointments, including Supreme Court judicial appointments. Remember something. They have to be confirmed when they're nominated by the president, by the Senate, not the House. So this is the ballgame. This is the ballgame. She was in line to be the chairman, but she's frankly losing her marbles. I mean, I want to say that. I like her. I respect everything she's done. She's 89. She initially said she was going to run again in 2024 when she was 91, and that would have made her 97 at the end of her term. Strom Thurmond did that, South Carolina. He was 100, and he had total dementia, and basically his senior aides would vote for him, and apparently the Senate let that happen now. Well, they don't let it happen or let it happen then. They don't let it happen now. As a result, what is happening, because she is not physically present, you can't do this by proxy, the committee is now 10-10, not 11-10. And at 10-10, if it deadlocks, the judicial nominee is not confirmed. If it deadlocks it, when I say not confirmed, it's not recommended out to the floor for a vote. Not recommended out to the floor for a vote. Dianne Feinstein has missed 75% of the votes and since this year, and since February 16, she's been gone. She's missed 60 of 82 votes. 25 judicial nominees, frankly, are in limbo. They can't be confirmed because the 10 Republicans won't move on it. Well, today, Moscow Mitch and the Republicans said, we will not let you substitute for her on the committee. Now, what's that all about? Each of the leaders, minority and majority, get to designate the people who are on the committees. Well, Dianne Feinstein said, I can't come in for a while. I have shingles. That's how they disguise her dementia. We have shingles. So why don't you put somebody else on temporarily? Baloney. Baloney. When she was up for the chairmanship of the Judiciary Committee, she did such a bad job in the Amy Comey Barrett confirmation that everybody in the party went to Schumer and said, come on, she can't be the chairman. At the end of that, remember, Amy Comey Barrett was rammed through lame duck when they kept the seat open and wouldn't confirm Merrick Garland. Remember, they would not confirm anybody until they got the majority in the Senate. So what happens? She goes up and hugs Lindsey Graham after that. What a great confirmation, she said. Well, you know, Chuck Schumer took it apart and said, look, Dianne, can you agree not to be chairman? They still had to ask her. So finally, her staff forced her to say yes. She was going to run for reelection. Her staff announced that she wasn't, so that Adam Schiff and Katie Porter and Lee and the rest of them could jump in. And she objected to that. And they said, they understand she has dementia. She has dementia. If she stays in that seat, she is going to be there till January of 25. That's almost 2 years. But Joe Biden's not going to get any judicial nominees in for 2 years. The Republicans let one slip through, who apparently they thought was moderate enough. Moderate enough. Now, why should anybody in the Senate be able to lift their finger, their pinky, and go, oh, no, you can't, absolutely not. You cannot substitute somebody in that committee. What isn't clear to me is if Dianne Feinstein resigned from the committee and said, I don't want to be on the committee. It's not temporary. Can Schumer put somebody else in without Republican approval? Well, let's assume he can or can't. I don't care. Why should the Republic? I mean, you know, we have 51 Democratic votes. And if she doesn't vote, it would be 50 to 49 anyway. Put in whoever you want. Oh, wait a minute. No, you can't. Why not? Because Manchin and Sinema won't go along with it. Because Sinema said, well, I'm an independent now, but I want to stay on my committees and do everything I want. And in return, I will vote to organize the Senate so that Chuck Schumer is the majority leader. This is what's going on. There's a further problem. Let me give you examples of how these senators think that they are suddenly what? They're suddenly Roman senators. They used to carry them in on velvet pillows. They have togas on and garlands, and they drop grapes in their mouth. They all have blue slips. If they do not like somebody that Biden puts up in their state, they don't return their blue slip, and he doesn't even get sent to the committee, much less out on the floor. Why don't the 10 senators who are Democrats on that committee, putting aside Dianne Feinstein, recommend these? The Republicans will say no. The 10, fine. It goes out to the floor. Schumer can order that. Say it's coming out without recommendation. Okay, we all know what's going on. This is a scam. And they get past 50-49. Why not? Because that would violate Senate rules. Oh, really? As a result of that, as a result of, for instance, and this doesn't even take 60 votes to bust a filibuster. All this takes is everybody saying, oh, the courteous gentleman from Kentucky has said we can't do it, so we won't do it. What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? You right now have some individual Republican senators who are holding up appointments that are not judicial. Let me give you an example. Tommy Tuberville, the idiot from Alabama, who is part of an investment firm that was a Ponzi scheme, and his partner was charged, and they call him in, and you know what his excuse was? I'm too dumb to have broken the law. I don't understand what this is about. And they said, wait, you're a partner in this Ponzi scheme. Really? I'm just a good old boy. And he got off. He now is holding up 160 nominations, 160 promotions to flag officer, general, and admiral in all the services. That keeps up the morale of the services. It keeps up, what it does is it basically is the heartblood, the promotions of the heartblood of our military. And what happens? Why is he holding it up? Because he says the military permits female recruits, female soldiers and sailors to get abortions if they want to, or their doctor says they should. So we don't have any new admirals or generals. This Ponzi clown from Alabama, and we are putting up with this. We're putting up with this. You know, right now it only takes one senator to raise his pinky. And you may say, well, they can do it. He can demand 3 weeks of debate to exclusion of everything else, debt limit, everything else, tie it up one admiral at a time. Josh Hawley has done this with ambassadors. Rand Paul has done this. Mike Lee of Utah has done this. Why don't we have a Senate rule that just says, if you want to hold up even the discussion of a nomination, you have to have 20% of the Senate or 30%. Why one sociopath? Why one sociopath? We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this person?
perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 34 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 45. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows around 43. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Return to sender. Return to sender. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we go to the lines, one piece of breaking news has just come in over the wires that Dominion and Fox have settled the lawsuit. Dominion had sued Fox for $1.6 billion for lying about their machines. Fox flat out lied, Tucker Carlson in particular, but Hannity and all of them, even though behind the scenes they were saying this is crazy. They said the machines were defective. That hurt Dominion. They sued for $1.6 billion and Fox ponied up. We don't know at this time exactly how much it was. I know they had initial discussions where there was talk about maybe lowering it from $1.6 billion to about $1.1 billion. And these things are frequently confidential. They will get leaked, but you should know the trial's over. Dominion and Fox have settled. Before we go to the lines, I see you on the lines. I'm going to say one other thing about Dianne Feinstein. I like her. I think she's terrific, but she's 89 and she has dementia. And in 2 years, she'll be 91, and she still wanted to run for re-election. Let me tell you something. The Senate is not an old age home, okay? This is real. We're not getting judicial appointments across, and we don't want to be tied up for two more years because the Senate rules. She has got to resign. She has simply got to resign. That permits the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, to appoint for the interim period of 2 years a successor. And possibly even before that, there'd be a special election, but at least there'd be somebody in there. Alternatively, Schumer should just yank her off the thing. He's the majority leader. Put somebody else on the committee. And if the Republicans don't like it, tough. Have the judicial appointments go out to the floor for a vote without recommendation because it's 10-10. Everybody knows the scam that's going on. It may be that he's afraid of cinema. She's one of our 51. You may be afraid of Manchin. And this is sad. This is very, very sad. Going to the lines, we're going to start with Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that Dianne Feinstein is in the position that she's in with her mental health slip, that we need to get these Democratic judges appointed, because if the Republicans were large and in charge, they'd be cramming everything through they could. They just say to hell with the rules and just go ahead and do it.
Right, right.
You can't be passive with these Republicans. I'm tired of passivity in terms of not going after the criminals in the Republican. Like Tommy Tuberville, you reminded me of that. I mean, the guy's right. A criminal. He's a crook. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. You arrest him and charge him with the crimes he has committed. I mean, it is just ridiculous that.
He was the football coach at Auburn. That's a major Auburn. He was the football coach. He's not that dumb at all. He knew exactly what is in. He was in the Ponzi scheme. And then he claims, well, I just didn't know anything about it. So thanks for calling. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend.
Yeah.
You're next. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Great show as usual. You know, I agree with you. I just love Senator Feinstein, but when it's time to go, when you can't function in a situation like that where we need healthy, functioning people, it's time to step aside, and they need to say, we love you, you served us wonderfully, but, you know, you can't do this anymore. I'm sorry about that, but we need, for the purpose of our country and democracy, we need to resign, and we'll have a little party because you were great, but we need to fill your spot because we need functioning people because we are in big trouble. It's so dysfunctional. I mean, you turn one station on, you know, the military weapons. We turn another station on, abortion, you know, taking away woman's right to choose, and then also messing with their medication. I hope anybody that's around a Republican don't have sex with any of them. Watch out for those men.
Jean, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Really going after women.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Jean. Thank you for calling. And I love your passion, and you're right. And with Dianne Feinstein, I'll say I love her to death. And but you know something? We let Strom Thurmond's aide vote for him. They're not going to let anybody vote for Dianne Feinstein. God bless her. Time for her to go. Thanks an awful lot. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next, and you also win two tickets for the night of the 21st. So what's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
All right. Thanks, Matt. Well said, Mark from the SEC, and also Jeannie from Eau Claire. She needs to either resign or Schumer's going to take her off the committee because a lot's at stake. Look at the Texas judge, what he did with the day after pill. You absolutely positively need these federal judges because, like, I don't remember if it was Jeannie or Mark, if the Republicans were in charge, they'd be just cramming them down your throat like they always do. And the other thing is there any hope for this McCarthy to come to a census before he shuts the government down? And thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And I don't know if there's any hope for McCarthy. I mean, the problem with McCarthy is that he has these people. He has a 4-seat majority, and he has these people who can yank his chain and make him an unspeaker, the undead. And he has no character anyway. And he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, to be very honest with you. So I don't know if there is hope for McCarthy. What's going to happen on that debt limit, and we're going to get into that later, Joe Biden is going to have to do it by executive order based on the 14th Amendment. The problem with that, and he has the power to do it, the problem with that is that the financial markets internationally and our bondholders are going to think that's kind of an extreme remedy, and he can't control what the bond markets do. That's number one. Number two, a discharge petition, but so far there haven't been enough moderate Republicans that have stepped up. So he goes in front of Wall Street just the other day, and he goes, we need to have spending cuts, but we're not going to tell you what they are. So no, I don't think he has any character at all. We're going to a break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A 16-year-old's back home recovering after getting randomly shot by a neighbor in Kansas City. Lee Merritt is the family's attorney.
There's some obvious racial elements. It's a white shooter. It's a black boy. The white shooter perceived the black boy as a threat, and we hear that a lot, right?
The shooter just turned himself in. President Biden's expanding access to child, elder, and disability care for federal workers.
It's the most comprehensive set of actions any administration has taken to date to increase access to high-quality child care and long-term care and support for the caregivers.
Southwest still dealing with the fallout from a nationwide ground stop this morning. CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us what happened.
A firewall failure that created connectivity issues early this morning that made it challenging to transmit some of the information planes and flight crews need to depart.
About 2,000 Southwest flights have been delayed today alone. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A former school board member of the Heartland Lakeside School District who resigned earlier this month is facing three misdemeanor counts of election fraud for allegedly using his father's address on campaign documents during last year's spring election. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting John Harder facing a fine up to $1,000 or prison time up to 6 months. Harder was elected to a three-year term on the board in 2022, but resigned earlier this month without stating a reason. He's due back in court April 27th. Parts of Wisconsin got hit with more than a foot of snow Sunday night into Monday. The town of Northfield in Jackson County reported 22 inches. Black River Falls with 19.5. The city of Phillips in Price County got 15 inches of new snow, and a foot fell on the Iron County town of Saxon. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Has your affordable care plan gotten too expensive? Then Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team will help save you money on insurance with a plan you can change at any time to fit your budget for individual, family, or small business. Getting started with a quote is fast, easy, and takes less than 5 minutes. Call Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team, 779-302-8363. 779-302-8363. Call today.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Yes. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines, and Wisco Paul is busy Friday night, so we still have two pair of tickets to give away. So the next one I'm going to call on and the one after will get the tickets. And the first up is Todd or Billy, my friend, of the north side of Madison. Congratulations on two Brewer tickets Friday night. And what's on your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Matt, thank you very much. And I'm just thinking that the rules of the Senate are so arcane that I'm worried that even if Feinstein does resign, I know that they'll be able to get a senator in there, but whether they'll be able to get him on the Judiciary Committee, that seems like the down. And I know the situation is different, but man, this reminds me a whole lot of Ruth Bader Ginsburg staying too long, and boy, were those consequences just absolutely disastrous for our country, democracy, our planet, everything.
That's a very, very good point. And let me tell you a couple of things. with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, she'd had a distinguished career. If she had stepped down and Obama had put in a justice, what would have happened is, first of all, the Dobbs case would have gone a different way. On Roe v. Wade, the part of it would have gone a different way. And frankly, Moore v. Harper, where they're planning to take away your right to vote for president, will be a 5-4 decision. That would have gone, would go the other way. It's very consequential. And Dianne Feinstein hasn't been there since February and isn't voting on any of these things. Now, I will say one thing. If she resigns and there's a new senator appointed by Gavin Newsom, that senator doesn't have to be the one on the Judiciary Committee. It could be any one of the others. If the Republicans object to that, I don't think they can object to that because, let's face it, Schumer is the guy that should pick the committees for us. Then at some point, Schumer has got to say, okay, even if it's 10-10, it goes out to the floor of that recommendation, we're going to vote on it. The problem with that is that's going to take Sinema's approval. Otherwise, it'll be 49-49 if Dianne Feinstein's not there. If somebody else comes in, it'll be 50-49. If Sinema votes for the Republicans, it's not going to happen. And if Manchin does, it's not going to happen. That is what Schumer is juggling right now. And these Senate rules are being used to tie us up, but we don't tie the Republicans up. Because when Strom Thurmond, he was 100 years old, he was absolutely out of his mind. They'd walk him in like a cadaver. He had kind of an orange wig on, and his chief of staff did the voting for him. And everybody said that was fine because we are good guys. You flip the thing around, and it's not the same way. Okay, we're going back to the lines. Dick Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Your number, constructively number 4, because Wisco Paul can't go Friday night, so you won 2 tickets to the Brewer game Friday night. Thanks for calling, Dick Madison. What is on your mind?
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, Tyler Billy just stole what I was going to bring up with Ginsburg, but I'm going to stay with the Supreme Court. Matt, when's the last time you spent $45,000 a day on a vacation? I wrote some numbers on number of days that the Thomases, it comes out to about just under $45,000 a day. Now, you can't tell me, even though the guy's a billionaire, I understand that he's not getting something in return when he's sprinkling those two to that kind of money. Yeah. I can't even comprehend that.
Right. Well, listen, all you got to do is look at his votes for 30 years. He's been on there 30 years. He was in his 40s. Now he's in his 70s. He can be on there 20 more years. And he votes down the line with them on every cultural and social issue, every political issue, every economic issue. And when I say them, who are them? These are the billionaires that show up mysteriously on his vacations every year. And he's been getting, he says he's gotten up to $750,000 in income from the Ginger Trust that went out of business in 2006. But he's been getting it ever since. Where is that trust? It's dissolved. Who's putting the money into it? How is it coming to him? This is not right. Thanks for calling. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Andy?
Well, a couple of quick points. Dominion's going to get $800 million. Of which their worth of their company is only like $30 million. So that's a real windfall. The other thing is, if you examine the psychology of a senator or somebody in power, it's so damn difficult for these people to relinquish this, regardless of what their physical or mental condition is. And so, I don't know what the solution is to that, but there certainly is no doubt that certain senators, Grassley and some other ones, could get the hell out too. But I don't know
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, Grassley is ancient. Grassley is ancient. He just got in for 6 more years. And she, look, I like Dianne Feinstein. She was a tough pioneering senator for a long time. I wish her well, but she's 89 and she has dementia. And Strom Thurmond had even worse dementia. And we let his chief of staff vote. They won't let our chiefs of staff vote. They won't even let, they vetoed today. Schumer said, I'm going to put somebody on temporarily for her to salve her ego. And they said, no. Now, it's not clear to me, not clear to me whether the rules say that if he just yanks her off it, which they don't like to do and offend each other, he yanks her off it and sticks somebody else on, you know, sticks on Amy Klobuchar or Sherrod Brown or somebody. Why can't he do that? Well, he should be able to do that. But if there's a fight over it, Andy, can we depend on Kristen Sinema? Can we depend on Manchin? You see what I mean? In other words, we only have a one. It's 51-49, and we had Fetterman and Dianne Feinstein out. Fetterman just came back. He had clinical depression. He's a good man, and he got treated for it. She's a very good person, but you can't get treated for Alzheimer's. Not yet. Maybe 50 years from now, but not yet. And so we are getting no judges through. And if this keeps on, Joe Biden will get no more judges for 2 years. And if somebody like Clarence Thomas resigns or gets indicted or whatever it is, he won't get another Supreme Court justice on if somebody passes away. This is holding up a Supreme Court nomination. And what I'm saying is the one way to take care of it is she resigns. Gavin Newsom puts someone new in. And then there's a vacancy on the Judiciary Committee. And if Schumer puts somebody in then, and I think he can, even under the Senate rules, but if they kick up a fuss, they have their hooks in Sinema. She's fundraising right now, running against Ruben Gallego, who's a very good guy, our guy, in Arizona. And she's an independent now. And all of her fundraisers are major Republicans, the same people that back Clarence Thomas. So really, it's more like a 50-50 Senate. We're depending on her. So it's a very, very tough situation. Andy, thanks an awful lot. I really appreciate it. There's an article that just broke. You may have seen it. This really infuriated me because it involves a Navy sailor who has committed treason. There is a woman online who calls herself Donbass Devushka, which apparently in Russia means Donbass girl. Donbass is the Russian-speaking region of eastern Ukraine that the Ruskies went into. And she's full frontal Russian. She pretended she's Russian, said she was born in Moscow. And she's on our social media. And what she's doing is she's glorifying the Russian military, the Wagner Group, their tortures. One of the Wagner Group just confessed that he killed a 5-year-old screaming girl, as he put it, a couple of years ago, because Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head, the sadist, the head of the Wagner Group, ordered him to go out and kill some kids. And he did. Putin pardoned him. She glorifies all this. She has 65,000 followers. And the Wall Street Journal just published an article come out. Her name is not Donbass Devushka. Her name is Sarah Bills. She was born in New Jersey. She's an American. She was in the Navy, my Navy. She was in the Navy as an E-7. For those of you who are Army and not Navy, they call her a non-commissioned officer. An E-7 in the Navy is a chief petty officer. E-8 is a senior chief petty officer. E-9 is a master chief petty officer. These are the highest ranks of the enlisted ranks. She apparently was demoted from E-7 to E-5. That would be like demoted in the Navy from a chief petty officer to an electrician second class. And she got mustered out, although she had I don't know if there's anything wrong with her discharge. In other words, dishonorable or not. They didn't report that. I assume she had an honorable discharge. She had betrayed the United States. She posted 4 documents that fellow Jack Teixeira leaked from the Cape Cod airman, the guy who's in big trouble right now. She posted it for her followers. She is being investigated by the FBI. I have a suggestion. I have a request. I have a demand. She be criminally charged for reposting those. The fact that she didn't steal them herself is not an excuse. It is, in the law, considered the same way child pornography would be. If you get it, even if you didn't take the picture, and then you share it, you have a real problem. That should be especially true here. Especially true here. And Donbass Devushka, praising the sadism of the Wagner Group, of Yevgeny Prigozhin, of Putin, they're raping and killing that entire country. This is what they're doing. Some of the documents that were posted were altered. They were altered to show low Russian casualties in Ukraine and high Ukrainian casualties. And Tucker Carlson went on the air and said, look, Ukraine is losing the war as a result. Tucker Carlson is a Russian apologist. He's a traitor. He should be in prison for treason. And he goes, no, I'm not committing treason. Why not, Tucker? Because there's no declaration of war, a formal declaration of war. If there were, he would be committing treason. Tucker, you can't have a formal declaration of war with a nuclear power unless you're prepared to nuke them first. Aha, aha, he says. And then his show is broadcast routinely on Russian state TV. Tucker Carlson used these altered documents to lie. The thing that kills me, we've just found out, the settlement amount that Fox paid Dominion was about $800 million, about half of what they'd asked. It's a lot of money, but they make more than that by lying. This is a cost of doing business. Tucker Carlson's ratings are very high, and they charge a lot of money for their ads, and so they make money, and when they're caught lying, even when they basically destroyed Dominion's reputation, it's a cost of doing business. If you watch Fox News, they are very likely lying. I'm not saying that you disagree or don't agree. I may agree with some of the things they say. I may disagree. But when they flat out lie, when they lied about the Dominion voting machines, and now they are lying about those leaked documents and saying that they show greater Russian casualties than Ukrainian, or greater Ukrainian casualties than Russian, that's a lie. Now, Donbass Stavushka, if she comes in, she was in my Navy, our Navy, as an E-7, and she's stabbing us in the back. Donbass Stavushka has to be charged. Every document you republish is a count. And depending on what part of the Espionage Act of 1917 they rely on, there's a 20-year count, there's a 10-year count. Let's go 10-year count. She should get 40 years, four documents. Teixeira should get up the wazoo. He should be an old man by the time he gets out. And he was in the military too. I'm tired of treason, and I'm tired of treason by people in our military who are sworn to uphold our country. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable healthcare without judgment. And everyone deserves a healthcare provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive healthcare services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication.
Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 34. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 45. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 43. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the
welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jack and Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
Well, I'm no more in favor of being lenient to traitors than you are, I'm sure. But it really bothers me. As far as I know, sedition is at least the serious the charge. The only difference is that there is no foreign power involved. And we've got a senator who clearly was involved in sedition. He tried to overthrow a legitimate election of the government for the government. We've got so-called representative, Van Orden, who was videoed as being involved in an insurrection, trying to overthrow the government of the United States. It's about time we get some equal justice to some of these people. That's what I'm really tired about. Is these people getting away with all this stuff? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. And I've been talking here about Donbass Tavushka, Sarah Bills, and Jack Teixeira. But I absolutely agree with you about Ron Johnson, about Van Orden. And Van Orden is a Navy guy. He's a Navy SEAL, for Pete's sake. And yet he goes over there. He used campaign funds to go out to the insurrection, went in, and he claimed that, well, he didn't go anywhere it wasn't supposed to be. I don't think that's true. I mean, I think that they have some proof that he was places he wasn't supposed to be. What the hell is he doing there anyway? They're shouting, "Hang Mike Pence." Did he shout that, "Hang Mike Pence"? Did he say, "Oh, Nancy, oh, Nancy"? How did he walk in? Did he shove a police officer? How did he walk in? Where is his allegiance to the United States? And Ron Johnson, this is a guy that walked around with fake electors in his pocket from Michigan. The fix was in. He was going to screw up Michigan. Somebody from Michigan was going to screw up Wisconsin. Then Trump was going to say, I'm not leaving the White House. And who owns the army? I'm not kidding. This is very, very third world kind of stuff. This is what was going on. Ron Johnson, when he was the chair of the subcommittee in the Senate on Homeland Security, had the CIA and the FBI report to him. They reported to him. And he was asked publicly, "Do you trust them?" He said, "No, I don't." He didn't trust the people that reported to him, for Pete's sake. I agree with you. And it's true that sedition is something that, you know, those people, for instance, the Proud Boys and the others, were nailed on those kind of counts. Everybody is pussyfooting around Jim Jordan, who plotted this stuff in the White House during Christmas week with Trump and with Ron Johnson because they're in the legislature. None of the masterminds has gone down. None of them. Only the guys, the foot soldiers, they've gone down, and that's absolutely wrong. Jack, thanks for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
I'm sure you heard the news that Fox reached a settlement with Dominion for over $700 million, which
right.
It's
yeah.
quite a chunk of change for lying to the American public. And I teased a friend of mine who's a far right wing person. I said, "Wait for the public apology." Well, that won't come from Fox, but everybody knows. Everybody, and they're dumb enough to buy it. I'm with three Republicans this morning for breakfast, and they asked me if I'm drinking Bud Light. I said, "All the time. I named my dog after it. I got a dog named Bud Light. Of course I'm going to drink Bud Light." And they said, "Well, do you know what Bud Light did?" And I said, "Yeah, they had a sales campaign that fooled you guys. Here's their stock." I held up their stock, and it's shooting through the roof
grief. I mean, Fox News is promoting Bud Light. They don't. They're too stupid to understand. They got Bud Light's name out there like it's never been out before. these people, they just defy critical thinking. They defy common knowledge. They will follow like sheep. And these guys are friends of mine. And they thought they'd get the, they always don't, they never get the reaction from me thereafter. And I just can't believe it. And now Fox settles quickly. I mean, you only settle a case, you know, as an attorney, when you settle that quick, guess who's guilty? And from what I've read, Dominion, I mean, this is going to be a big feather in their cap, and America won't forget this. So what's your thoughts, or I'll hang up.
Yeah, right.
I've talked too much already. Have a good day.
No, that's right. And not only that, the fact of the matter is that they're looking on 800 or 700 million as a cost of lying. They continue to lie. Tucker Carlson lied about the leaked documents, and he lied and said that they showed higher Ukraine casualties than Russia, and that was false. They will continue to lie. $700 million, they make that up fairly quickly by lying. Lying is a cost of doing business, the defamation consequences. We'll take as many more calls as we can. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jake. What's in your mind today?
Hey, man, I just like to say as a Californian that Dianne Feinstein should have resigned a couple of years ago. I mean, she clearly is senile. Everyone who works with her is saying so. And does she want to become the Democratic version of Strom Thurmond? Does she want to spend the last decade of her life up until she's 100 years old sitting in a wheelchair, pooping in a diaper, and making a bunch of nonsense statements on the floor of the United States Senate and embarrassing herself? I don't think so. She is a classy person who is
right. I like her. I like her. Right.
Yeah.
I like her. But she's holding up judicial appointments, Jake. And it's really important to hear this from California because I like her. I don't want to hurt her at all, but she can't sit there for two more years and hold up every judge. That's not right. Thanks for calling, Jake. As always, Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Northwoods Terry? You have 2 minutes.
See if you agree with me, Matt, here. American Heritage Foundation, American, what's that other one? American Enterprise Institute, I think it is.
Enterprise, yeah.
Cato.
Yeah.
And then the Cato Institute, I think it is. Don't these think tanks fund studies or surveys what gets Joe Sixpack, the average guy out there, to push his buttons? What issues pushes his button? I would think that they would fund those a survey or whatever you want to call it to learn what gets these guys excited out there. Joe Sixpack.
Yeah, no. They pull all the time, Terry. And the thing about them is they're very conservative, and they are basically looking at what works, even though it's bad for the United States. And that's one thing that Fox is doing with Tucker Carlson. He can lie his head off all the time. They will pay $700, $800 million because the fact of the matter is people look at this and they drink it up and they say, oh, it's the truth, and it's a lie. You've got to be an informed citizen. You've got to be an educated citizen, and you cannot permit this kind of lying to go on. Coming to the end of the show, great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. The curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun. Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost.
So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram, Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.